Centurion. Written by Simon Scarrow.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. As dusk settled over the camp, the cohort's commander peered down the cliff towards the river. A faint mist covered the Euphrates and spilled over the banks on either side, rising even above the trees that grew along the river, so that it seemed like the smooth belly of a snake gently undulating across the landscape. The thought made the hairs rise on the back of Centurion Castor's neck. He pulled his cloak tightly about his chest, narrowed his eyes, and stared towards the land spreading away on the far side of the Euphrates. Parthian territory. It was over 100 years since the might of Rome had first come into contact with the Parthians, and ever since, both empires had been playing a deadly game for control of Palmyra, the lands to the east of the Roman province of Syria. Now that Rome was negotiating a closer treaty with Palmyra, her influence had spread to the banks of the Euphrates, right on the frontier with her old foe. There was no longer any buffer state between Rome and Parthia, and few men had any doubt that the simmering hostility would flare up into a new conflict before long. The legions back in Syria had already been preparing for a campaign when the centurion and his men had marched out of the gates of Damascus. The thought made Centurion Castor bitterly resent once again the orders he had received from Rome to lead a cohort of auxiliaries across the desert, far beyond even Palmyra, to establish a fort here.